Hello, I'm Rupert Evershed, and I'm reading my Nature Notes article for this month, published in the Hearts Advertiser. Stop, look, listen. At this time of year, the farmland around St Albans can take on a lawn-like appearance as new shoots of the new crop spring up in unison. The freshness and newness of this arable life emerging from the ploughed and harrowed fields seems to fit well with the new resolutions of the year. A starting again and afresh, hoping that this year's harvest will be healthier and contain fewer weeds, whatever we may perceive them to be. I find myself casting my eye across these green expanses and enjoying a clear view to all the field boundaries. It is often, as I scan the seemingly perfectly smooth fields, that I notice anomalies, what appear to be large clods of earth, somehow missed by the harrow or possibly dropped off the tractor's tyres, compacted lumps of out-of-place soil. However, I've learnt to pause and give these uninteresting brown lumps a second look, for more often than not, they have turned out to be living and breathing lumps, perhaps covered with feathers, perhaps with fur. Over the last few weeks, I have been rewarded with both as I have taken a detour on the way to work and paused to scan the fields along Nash's Farm Lane at first light. Today, a couple of buzzards have taken on board the advice that the early bird catches the worm, and exchange their usual lofty soaring for the humble business of worm-picking. These big birds of prey are not so easily dismissed as earthen clods, but elsewhere in the fields other brown lumps are visible and are surely just lifeless forms. However, brought into focus in my binoculars, and one lump reveals shape and eyes, a lone golden plover. Not to be outdone, three other brown lumps explode into movement and transform into three mad hares chasing each other around in circles. Suddenly, what at first appeared to be an empty field has sprung to life, and in that moment perfectly signposts the season for me. The golden plover is a winter speciality in this area, visiting us from the high moors of Scotland and further north. More typically found in flocks, sometimes into the hundreds in the fields along the Redbourne Road, the golden plover is synonymous with the cold, bleak winter months, choosing only the largest, most exposed fields to settle in, as if trying to replicate the wild, open moorland terrain of its breeding grounds. Their plaintive flight calls, amidst a whir of wing beats as the flock wheels and cascades overhead, echo the whistling north wind blowing down from their wilderness homeland. The hares, on the other hand, point ahead to spring, when they will truly become mad march hares, and box and bout with pummeling paws on raised hind legs. It would be easy to assume that this boxing is a display of male prowess for the benefit of the female hares. However, research has shown that it is more usually the female boxing, possibly to fend off husbands until she is ready to mate, or even to test the prowess of any future partner. The wide open fields of winter set the scene for their duelling, and give them an opportunity to stretch their long legs when they will think nothing of racing across several large fields in one go, the fences merely waymarkers in their dash. I too hasten on to work, but am reminded that it is this willingness to pause and take a second look that so often gifts us with a deeper enjoyment of nature than we would have otherwise have had as a casual passerby. It is in our pausing and observing that we make discoveries and connections that stay with us and enrich the seasons as they pass each year.